The push to cut back on driving and take other steps to reduce your so-called carbon footprint has been underway for several years. There have been disagreements over the accuracy of measuring the greenhouse gas cuts, but Catherine Auerbach of the Madison Environmental Group says there's a growing attempt to break the measurements down into direct emissions, like from your car, and indirect emissions tied to the power you buy from a carbon-based power plant. Auerbach says one thing making a comeback is eco-driving, that is slowing down and not doing jackrabbit starts.
This is very, very challenging in our culture because people, this is, you know, America is a car culture. And I think that and probably our food is probably, they're very personal to people. And so I think those are probably the biggest challenges.
Auerbach says her group is expanding its effort to help teams of households meet and learn steps to reduce carbon emissions. But after hearing about carbon footprints at last weekend's energy fair near Stevens Point, Dr. Alan Hoffman of the Mayo Clinic said the fight against greenhouse gases must include discussions of population control.
If we don't talk about it on public radio, in Congress, with spending the money that we haven't been spending for the UN Population Fund, we're ignoring, it's not low-hanging fruit, it's essential to the survival of the planet.
A Census Bureau website estimates the world population is growing by 6 million people a month, or 6 million generators of greenhouse gases. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.